everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Hurricane Aaron special Thursday surf report. Hey, we're down just a little bit from yesterday, but we're still seeing chest of lucky head-high sets from the northeast at about 10 to 11 seconds in the better spots. Winds are going to be offshore in less than 10 miles per hour all day, which means a lot cleaner conditions than the last couple days. Now, some of the sandbars have shifted out a little or been flattened down a bit, so low tide might be your best bet for those bigger waves. For Friday, we're going to be waist plus to chest with maybe a couple lucky bigger sets of the better spots from the northeast at about 11 seconds. Now, those offshore winds are going to continue and lighten a little bit, so probably even a touch cleaner than today. Got a little bad news for the northernmost part of Florida. Looks like you might start getting shadowed out by the Carolinas here on Friday, and probably for the rest of the swell, unless Aaron starts to head out to sea a little more. The problem is, Aaron is hugging the coast, and those waves are just getting caught up there in the North Carolina coastline. Looking ahead, it looks like we're going to have waist to lucky chest high sets for Saturday with light offshore winds again, so still a pretty good day. We're just a bit smaller on Sunday, and north of the Cape is going to start to see a little more of that shadow along with northern Florida, so south of the Cape's probably going to be your best bet. Now, that could change a little if Aaron swings a little further to the east, so I'll keep an eye on it and update as soon as I see that happen. Now, for the start of next week, we should still be thigh to waist high for Monday and Tuesday as the last little bits of the Aaron swell fade away, and then we're going to be back to summertime conditions for the end of next week. So have fun and get on it while you can, because I'm not seeing too much that's going to be happening over the next 2 weeks or so. So this is going to be your surf fix for a while. So have fun out there. Be sure to check the cams, because that's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, as always, thank you guys so much for checking out Surf Guru.